Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:54, we have joining us Dr. Craig Correll here from USD 445. And I know it was on your mind this morning, the go or no go, but hey, stayed above freezing, so
that's right.
We didn't have a tough decision.
As long as it stays above 32, we have an easy decision to make. So
that's
a little
right.
Slushy out there, but not too bad.
Yeah, it was. So, and I know thanks to all the city crews for getting everything cleared out, and some of the streets before the plows and stuff got through for us early people. We're just a little bit. You had to take it slow, but I know they're still working on it, so we appreciate them. And school's in session.
And same with our maintenance crews. They were out early this morning clearing the sidewalks and getting
parking
everything
lots.
Ready to go for our students and our staff. So
we
really appreciate them on these mornings.
Oh, they do a great job. So, hey, we have you in here this morning because we do have a meeting coming up this afternoon.
We do. 4 o'clock this afternoon we have our meeting. And really just a couple of items on presentations tonight. We have our audit report coming in, our annual audit report, and then we'll have Laura Stalford giving an update on our academic data and what our students are achieving in the schools.
Well, that'll be good. So I appreciate it. I know you had some good reports last month with all those the things that your staff are doing for students. So it is really, really cool to see all the things that are going on. And then looks like outside of that, just kind of some of the normal things that we do this time of year as far as personnel, right?
Right, right. We have a couple of resignations of some teachers that are leaving the district, and then we'll be getting into the hiring mode here pretty quick. So you'll start to see some of those new hires coming onto the board agendas in the coming months.
Oh, that is good to hear on that. So, anything else that sticks out to you as we go here throughout and kind of get ready for the meeting tonight?
No, that really is it. Just we'll have an audit report, and that usually takes about 30 or 40 minutes. It's pretty detailed, so the auditor will run through that with all the school board members, and then we'll hear the academic data report from Ms. Stalford.
And is that audit something that happens every year? Is it like every other year? How often does it happen?
Every year.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, but a pretty detailed process, as it should be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a very important one. We want to make sure all that money and everything is accountable, and I know that you work real hard on all that.
Yes, and Mr. Spear is really a wizard at that, and he does a great job.
Yep, he's the expert.
He is.
All right, well, Dr. Correll, should be a good meeting here this afternoon, and if anyone wants to stop by, where is it held?
615 Ellis, 4 p.m.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on here, and thank you so much for making the trudge up the steps to the station.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Craig Correll. We get a preview of each and every month's school board meeting at this time. We have John Vest from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club coming up next here on the Mighty 690, and we'll also be replaying our interview from South Coffeyville Public Schools that didn't quite make it on the air. So that's on the way.